I'm Reverend Stanley Mathis, senior pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family serving family. They are located at 1815 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana, and their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God. Your home is supported by finances. So is the school. Businesses. Procter & Gamble wouldn't be what it is without being financed. And people. Each and every one of us finance our own way of life. All have some type of financial support system associated with them. God has established a process for the upkeep of all things. Many of us know I avoid preaching on tithing because I believe that's a personal commitment between you and God. But there comes a time if we are going to be a productive person or productive as a body of believers or productive as a church, as believers, we sometimes have to speak on the topic of giving to the house. My brothers and sisters, so much have happened over the last 3 years within this generation. We've had COVID. We've had loss of jobs, economic downturn, inflation, and sickness, and yes, even death. And we could go on and on about the most abnormal year we have experienced in our entire life. I know in mine, and I'm 70 now, 70-ish. I put that ish on it because it's more than 70. But I'm reminded of something that Jeremiah said. In Jeremiah 1, verses 4 and 8, he said, "Then the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before you cameth forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee. And I ordained thee a prophet unto the nation. Then said I, O Lord God, behold, I cannot speak, for I am a child. But the Lord said unto me, say not, I am a child, for thou shalt go to all that I shall send thee, and whatsoever I command thee, thou shalt speak. Be not afraid of their faces, for I am with thee to deliver thee, said the Lord." That applies to me in so many ways. And it ought to be applicable to you because the Lord said, "I knew you before I created the world." Parenthetically, let's examine that text because it said, before the world even came into existence, God said, "I saw everything about you. I knew what you would look like. I knew your character. I knew your temperament. I knew your successes, your failure. I knew your finances. I knew everything before I even created the world. I saw you before you saw yourself. I knew you're all in all. I knew you would be in a worship service even before you even got here. I saw you before I created it all. Before I said, let there be, I knew you would be here. Before I said, let there be fish of the sea and fowls of the air, I knew everything about you. Now, Lord, we know why Jesus could always say, all that you have given me, I have kept. So it says something parenthetically about us. Even when we are sitting here today, God knows your heart and the way you are listening and interpreting the words that are coming from my mouth. God says, I knew your temperament because I saw you before you were even born. What kind of God is it that knew what kind of person I would be, even sitting in a worship service, knowing the temperament that we all have, and know the characteristics of everything that we would do in life? He's the same God who saw us from distant past. He is the same God who saw the years of our, the numbers of our years, the successes we have in life. He knows about it. And the ministries that each and every one of us have. For your ministry has been great. Your ministry has been declared from the very foundation of the world. Your resources has already been established, affirmed, declared by God. Because God says, everything you own, I gave it to you. My brothers and my sisters, we now live in a nation, as well as a global community. And we have lost something. And God is asking, why abandon what made you great? Why abandon my laws, my precepts, my concept? Why abandon them? Why have you turned away from the thing I sanctioned and declared for you? Why have you not honored me and my word when you entered to a worship service in a holy house that belongs to me? Why have you abandoned it? And God knows the answer to the question, because the omniscience of the God we serve knows all. What is obviously clear is that there has been a strategic attack against the church and the body of Christ. So let's examine it. First, a changing world strategy. In 1970, private run businesses began to do business on Sunday. And by doing this, it required employees to work beyond 5 or 6 days a week. And as a result of this effort, we are now looking at a society that's moving religious worship into a secondary position. It's easy to sit at home and watch Pastor Matthews on the internet. But we need to not forsake the congregation and coming together as a body of believers as well. My brothers and sisters, the church today is in direct competition with sporting events. We can't wait to get home to see the games. And the reason for that is because business has marketed that in that way so that it can get you the largest amount. Dwayne, do you think it's an accident that the Cowboys will be playing on Monday? That's a holiday. The biggest crowds will be drawn watching the Cowboys and Tampa Bay. That is not an accident. Jerry knows what he's doing, because there's more money, because there's more advertising. And because of that, I'm drawing people away from the house of the Lord into areas where they ought not be. So the Lord is asking the question today, where are you in your relationship with me? My brothers and sisters, there will be more people coming up at the Mardi Gras parade than there will be in the church. The modern day church is suffering loss in numbers, in accountability, and in instability. The world and the world system have an objective to bankrupt the church. And it is being done because the enemy, I don't even like to call his name because he doesn't deserve it. Not on God's program. The enemy has declared war against the church. He's been warring against me ever since I was born. He tried to take me out at the age of 5. He couldn't do it. Tried to get me at 21. He couldn't do it. Even when I got here, he couldn't do it. Because God says I got a protection around him. No matter what comes against you in life, when you are covered by the Lord, no weapon formed against you can prosper. And so I stand with the word of God. For his word is powerful. His word is sharper than a two-edged sword. His word is life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And when you've been hooked on him, you know that you have all that you need in life. Who fear death? Death fear a believer. Death has no power over God's children. Claim your power and your heritage given to you and I through Adam. Where God gave him power, dominion, and authority. Use what God has given you. If you have the faith as a grain of mustard seed, you can speak to the mountain, and that mountain will be moved. What kind of God is it that we serve that wakes us up in the morning? What kind of God is it that we serve that calls us in our right mind? He's the same God of yesterday, today, and forevermore. He's the same God who loves us in spite of the fact that we sometimes don't love him. My brothers and sisters, the enemy is attacking the church, but I'm reminded what Jesus said. The gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Jesus has given us authority. And as we, who are his children, we understand, Jesus said, upon this rock, Peter, I will build my church. God is in the building process. But the enemy, Daryl, is in the tearing down process. Whenever the church cannot grow, the enemy is disintegrating it and tearing it apart. He's walking into the house. He walks in every time we walk in. And so the enemy tries to split us, separate us, cause chaos and confusion. But the Lord says, I am in the building process. You know why? Because he said, if I be lifted up from the earth, he said, I will draw all men unto me. And the Lord God that we serve is in the drawing business. He drew you because he said, I knew you before you knew yourself. I knew your characteristic before you even got here. I knew your successes. I knew all things about you. Do you now know who I am? Do you understand that I am the infinite that became finite? I am the transcendent that became infinite. I'm the Lord God Almighty. I'm the maker, the creator, the sustainer of all things. Do you know me? And do you have a personal relationship with me? Those are the defining questions that the Lord is asking of the church. So Malachi said, bring all the tithes into the storehouse, that there shall be meat in my house, food in my house. And try me, approve me now, herewith said the Lord of hosts, if I will not open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. This scripture speaks to our heart. Because our heart reveals our most innermost thoughts. And everything concerning what I do for the Lord. We also know Malachi 3 and 8, which they will a man rob God? Am I personal pronoun?
Thank you for tuning in to Paradise Ministry. We pray something said today has encouraged you in your personal relationship with the Lord. If you would like to have a copy of this message, you can email us at antiochmathis@bellsouth.net, or you can send a love offering of $8 to Paradise Ministry, P.O. Box 281, Woodworth, Louisiana, 71485. As always, we hope to see you in church.
The Unstoppable Wade Hampton Show.
He's got the